450-078-06.
450-078-06. 06.
Now, Chris was going to head over this way.
That was 2 hours ago.
He was in Boston.
Is he wanting to talk with the commission? Do you like to save a trip and chat with the commission? Yes, it's on the agenda.
Okay.
Is that okay? Yes? I mean, you want to wait till 5 till he gets here? I don't.
No.
Thursday?
Tell him that we are scheduled for Thursday and hopefully he can be the commission on Thursday. I don't see that you guys would be changing anything on his budget.
No.
There might be something in there that they desperately need that they need to know about.
And once you look at those fund balances over the years, over the, what, how far years goes back, I assume it goes back to 2018.
Yes.
Again, 695,
yeah.
2005, 59, down to 4.5. And I know that Kathy does work for transfer station, there's no transfer. Randy does some stuff there. They've installed those things on the side.
We're saving money through those different
Yes,
different
there's
ways.
A lot of things that
the commission is going to look at what the rates are for commercial haulers, and we're going to address that. And I look for that to happen soon.
Numbers or something like that, let me know.
I would be delighted if you have some input now and you can help put that together so that we can utilize that. Just knowing right here that we're dropping at a rate of about $100,000 a year, that's significant.
Yeah.
And you
always have to figure in, I don't have any idea what your capital improvement if you have to work on a building, I think what that's going to cost.
That's
you.
On.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I also know that sometimes you have to buy those big rigs that you haul with, which are expensive. I don't know how often we have to buy those right now, but we need to be prepared.
We're looking at a major expense that's going to take every penny of this money, potentially, and more, over the transfer station by direction of edict from the Missouri Department of Natural Resources if we're going to continue to keep it open. We don't have any alternative. We've got to put huge doors on the front of that thing. There are no doors that fit in front of what we've got, so we have to build a building to accommodate the doors. This is what we were talking with Scott about yesterday and with
Travis.
Travis hired. And then we were looking at, we kind of balked at $15,000-$30,000 worth of engineering fees just to find out what the building's going to cost. I mean, that's pretty steep.
And I talked to Sterry yesterday, and he had emails to Aegis, EGIS, mm-hmm. They're supposed to get back with us.
You can't even get numbers from me. In 2009, we paid Aegis quite a bit on the transfer station.
Well, they actually were supposed to do...